Hello, today is January 20th, 2020. Today is Monday. Consider Martin Luther King Day, even though his birthday was 5 days ago. They always do the following Monday. So today is Martin Luther King Day. And just had a short recording. I haven't recorded on here since July. I think July 11th was the last time I recorded. I have to check and see. But yeah, July 11th was the last time I recorded. And just had, kind of used this as a spot to get thoughts off my mind. Like I said, it's been a start to a new year. Trying to build new habits and things of the such. And trying to build the good habits, the healthy ones. And that's all I want to do. I want to build healthy habits, be around healthy people, and just live a healthy life, period, in all phases. And I just still have some old habits that, come back and bite me every once in a while. That, negative thoughts, and it's not so much of, I don't think it's so much of me thinking bad of myself. It's me thinking that I should be in a better place than where, I am, or where I have been, thinking that I should be better than what I am, which is true, but at the same time, I can't let it get me down, and I allow it to get me down. Let's put it like that. You're gonna always feel how you feel. I believe that. I tell people that you can't help how you feel about things, but you can help, how you let it affect you, how you operate, how you live. And I think it, and for me, it's time to let stuff like that, a lot of those things go. Like I speak that a lot, but yet don't. I have not in previous, years follow that, myself, and I need to. 'Cause just like it's detrimental to other people, I'm no different. It's detrimental to myself as well. So I have to have healthier thinking. Well, healthier responses to how it is that I think, and I've done somewhat better about it. And what I don't like is it's just the thoughts that come up, period. I don't wanna. I hate the fact that I can get so emotional about things sometimes, and I, 'cause I'm an emotional individual. That's, there's no doubt about it. But I don't wanna let my emotions get in the way of things, get in the way of decisions, get in the way of, operating. I don't wanna live like that. Again, I can't help how I feel, but I don't want it to, overtake me so much. So that's all. I just wanting to be better, trying to be better. And that's what I want to do. So I haven't recorded in a long time, so this is just me getting, thoughts off chest, get it off my chest, let it go here versus, it just being in my brain. I think is having some type of release is a good thing. Having an outlet to people is a good thing. I'm not good at outletting to people because I feel like people think the shit that I say is stupid sometimes. I guess if I don't get the response I expect, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if it's feedback or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough for me right now. I've never been able to do. I haven't been good at doing so beforehand, and I want to be able to get to. I want to be married, and if I have troubles, I want to be able to speak to my fellow spouse about how I'm feeling, be able to get it off, and then leave it there, And it's weird because I'm able to do that for other people, but I won't allow myself to do that myself. Like I always encourage people to vent. If you need somebody to vent to, I'll be here. I'll listen. I'll give you feedback. Just be at your period. Like I've been good at being that for other people, but I won't do it for myself. And yeah, I gotta get out of that. Gotta get out of those unhealthy habits, because that's unhealthy. It's unhealthy to keep yourself bottled up. It's unhealthy to be too emotional, but it's also, unhealthy to just keep it all just, wrapped up within self. So I want to be able to, be better in those areas. So speaking of specifically, I started my new job at Eldorado Casino as a security officer this past week. And I asked for it. Well, not specifically that job, but I asked for a job to be able to let me be able to do what I want to be able to do to be happy. So I've coached previously before this past year, 2019. I did not coach at all, and I hated it. I didn't have a lot of things in 2019. I missed a lot of things that I had that I wanted to grow with, and I didn't. I missed this past year of growth, and I needed to grow some more. I did school first couple months, but after that, I was dead for 6 months. I didn't really do anything. It was kind of a waste of time. And what I said I didn't want to do any more of is wasting time. If I'm gonna do something, let's do something to be productive. And then got to the end of the year. I had opportunities to get other, better playing jobs, better paying jobs, but to make careers out of. But I said I wanted to make a career of what, I said I wanted to set out to do. That's what would make me happiest. And that is, being able to go to school, get certified as a teacher and teach and be able to coach for the rest of my life, or, move on to the college levels or whatever. Be able to do that. That's what I wanted to do first. And I wanted to stick by that. And I asked God, like, look, give me a sign. I was working for UPS at the time. I was like, give me a sign if I can make it doing something, something else that'll allow me to coach, that'll allow me to go to school and do all those other things, then shit, I want to do it. So God, if it be your will, allow that, to be there for me. And, he did, like, shortly after, he did. And I had to have a lot of help to get there. Like, I had to spend money to be able to get that job specifically. I didn't have a car. I didn't have all these other things. I was like, well, shit, how am I gonna do all of this? And I don't have any of it. And all of it was supplied in a matter of a month and a half. If that, I got a car. I got help with a car. I got help with paying the expenses to be able to get the licenses I need to be able to get the job that I got now. I got a really good coaching job, at a school that's going to do really well with another guy who looks like me. That can teach me so many ways. I got all those things. Like, I got an opportunity to get this, to be able to move away from home, have my own spot, still be able to go to school and coach and have everything be aligned. I've gotten all of those things. And for some reason, sometimes, like, I'll have certain moments where I sit and think, it's like, well, fuck, I should have, if I would have done this then and forth, it could have all been different. I was at work the other day and just had like a moment of silence, and I was just thinking, and I was just looking at people around me. At my job, I'm clearly the best person doing what I do. It's not like it's hard, because I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not hard. But doing what I do, it's fairly easy. And I'm pretty good at it. But most of the people around me are, people who are older in age. This is just something to get them by, Same thing with a lot of the younger people in there, that's just something that, kind of all they can do at the time. And it's like, and it's not me looking down on people, but it's like, this is not where I'm supposed to be. This is not where I was meant to be. This is not where, it was supposed to be at. And I got in a moment where I got down on self, and it's just like I completely forgot everything that had, all the blessings I had got to get to that point, and it's like those moments of just kind of forgetting, of being in my own head. And I don't like that space, because it puts me down. I put myself down, and I completely forget about, this is working towards being where I want to be. And I don't think about that the time. I think about, shit, where I have let myself get to, and I don't want to be in that space anymore, that mindset, that thinking. I'm letting those things like that get in the way of, where I'm going to be. Because that's what's happened before. I've thought about, fuck, I'm, in this spot doing this, and I've let it get this bad, and I've ended up quitting a lot of things because of that. And this is, and I don't want to be that person anymore. I've done that before, even when I had everything in my hands. I've done that and been there. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be in that mentality. I don't want to just be positive with other people. I want to be able to be positive and healthy thinking with myself, healthy speaking on myself. And I'm still figuring out, how to get those thoughts to subside, to make them go away, period. And just like everything else, like I say, it'll be a process, but I don't want to no longer, I want to no longer look at myself down just because of the previous failures I've had or the current situation that I'm in, because it will be hard, because it will be hard this next year, two or three. Well, shit, I say the next 4 or 5 years will be extremely difficult. That's just how it's going to be. It's just going to be difficult. And specifically, the next 2 to 3 years will be extremely difficult, but it's doable. And that's the crazy thing, because at a point in time, I really figured that it was not doable, but it is. But to be able to get to that space, I have to be able to put all those other things in the past that, let me down, put them down completely. And that's what I want to do. And I think I'm frustrated that I haven't all the way put them down. I haven't all the way put it down so I can just progress forward. The other thing I talked about I wanted to do this year is put down distractions, and has included, other people. That included social media, things like that. Anything that I got bad energy from, I didn't wanna let get in the way of things. I had a talk with my aunt. She spoke on it, and it was the same thing I had thought previously, but I've never been, I don't want to say superstitious. I guess it's kind of superstitious. I don't know. Or, it's a calling from God or whatever. But I, to me, personally, all my life, I have, women have intuition. I feel like God has given me intuition when it's come to certain things in life, with a lot of things in life. He's always spoken to me. Whether it's something that I want or don't want, he's spoken to me in how I should move with certain things. And majority of the time, well, I ain't gonna say majority, all the time has deterred me from certain situations that, a lot of times I've chosen to go through anyway. And this year I've had, a couple. A couple times where it's like, I know I don't need to, cause I say I'm a step away from these things, and me being hard headed, it's like, well, I'll just, see this peer and I know better, and I do it anyway. And God definitely comes through just the same. He comes through just the same, trying to deter me when he sees me that I'm trying to move me out of that sense of being in harm's way, in a bad spot, or being in places that are going to, take me off the course of where, I'm supposed to be. I want to be focused. I don't want to be, He wants to keep me focused. I feel like he, and I say this all the time, he's going to reach out to me. As long as I'm reaching back, I'll be fine. And it's a lot of times I deter. I'll go sideways, whenever I'm getting distracted, he lets me know about it. He definitely lets me know about it. I was out. I think I was, and it's not, I didn't even do necessarily something wrong, but I put myself around somebody I didn't need to be around, that I said I didn't need to be around before. And I had did it again, and right after, when I'm taking myself home, I get a ticket. I don't really believe I was even speeding at the time, but I got a ticket, and I think that was just a sign, like look, warning signs, look, you got to stay away from certain things. Shit, even when I was on my way out to hang with said person I was gonna go hang with, like, I lost connection to be able to find the house I was going to, like, just shit like that. And even when I got there, just sitting, it was a group of people just sitting there, and it was just a uneasy feeling, like, just knowing this is not, this is not where I need to be. It's not where I'm supposed to be, Another instance, I've reached out to some guys I used to hang with previously. that I've never really had a good feeling about beforehand anyway, but I just, want to anyway, just 'cause, you want to feel accepted or loved by people or whatever it is. And I reached out again to those people and they say, yeah, we'll do this, we'll link up. And then, folks don't show on me. So it's like, the signs are there all the time, all the time. And even then, it was when they don't show, I meet a complete stranger individual that I don't know from, left to right, and I sit and have the best time of my life on a complete stranger. So I feel like God is definitely listening to me in all those areas that, that I've asked, that I've, said, that I've prayed about, that I've written in my journal, of prayers to. He's listening. I just have to put, not let self get in the way, And I'll let myself get in the way so much sometimes, and I have to stop it. I gotta stop it. I gotta stop, being my own worst enemy, and I'm gonna get there, and I believe I'll get there. It's not that I don't believe, 'cause I do. I definitely believe I will, but I have to be better, and as simple as that. Just me, myself, be better. So that's the goal. The goal is to be better, to grow, to not let old ways get in the way of the new ones, to not let, the people who are not here for, the growth of self to get in the way of me growing, spiritually, emotionally, growing in character, getting all those things right that I said I wanted to get right. So I'm gonna get those things right. I know I will. I trust that God is gonna continue to put those, the path in front of me, that He'll keep pointing the way. I believe that. I just have to put self in the right place, And that's the goal, just to put self in the right place. So, I think that's it. I feel like I'm rambling at this point, so.